command of ghaddul basar, it protects my sisters and my own family too. It is not just a restriction on me, it is a restriction on everybody. Similarly, the command for stealing. A person thinks that, okay, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevent me from stealing? If I can steal a whole bunch of jewels or a whole bunch of money, I can, you know, enjoy my life for a little bit. But the reality is that same command of not stealing is for everybody else, and I am also protected from that command. So this responsibility and the contract that we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is actually for the benefit of society. It is for the preservation of society. And it is for the good of society. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ إِذَا عَاهَدْتُمْ. Complete the ahd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once you have made that contract. Complete the agreement with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once you have made that agreement. وَلَا تَنْقُضُ الْأَيْمَانَ بَعْدَ تَوْكِيدِهَا وَقَدْ جَعَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَفِيلًا. The second category